Hello, this is Esther Wien. Welcome to the Torah Timecha Nachyomi series with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Perek 7, particularly Pasuk 11. So here we have another reference to Ani Ledodi, as we learned in the last session. But here the emphasis is that I have been devoted to my lover. Am Yisrael is speaking to Hashem. We are speaking to the source of our existence, to Hashem also. And then we say, Va'alai Chukaso, I am devoted to my lover, but upon me is his desire. What is being emphasized here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually is the one who desires this connection more. Normally, it would be the case that the part, right, we talked about the male, Hashem, releasing an endless amount of potential forms of self-expression. We gave the mushal of the male releasing trillions and trillions of sperm. And each one of those sperm could become an entire world. And yes, each one of us absorbs some of that divine self-expression and channels it through our own individuality into the world. And normally it's the reality that Hashem embedded into the world, that the child wants to know who its father is. We want to know what we come from, what defines us, what is the source of our existence, where do we get the drives and the yearnings that we have, and we have a tshuka, a desire for attachment back to our source from which we all come. We desire God, but what this pasuk is saying is, yes, I am connected, but more than my desire to reattach to where I come from and to my roots and to my source, to my origin, and to be connected to it, more than the female wants to reattach to the male, so to speak, the Hashem or the male or the source wants to be attached to the, so to speak, to the female, to the power in the world that concretizes those great ideas, the human being, the mini-god, the Tzelem Elokim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desperately wants to be attached to us. How does Hashem become attached to us? That is the question. How does Hashem, how is this desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressed in Chazal? And the way Chazal explained this is based again on a pasuk in Bereishis, which ends with the lesson Hashem desperately, so to speak, desires the prayers of the righteous. This is the tshuka, the desire of Hashem, that we should pray. And we will take a dive today into the concept of prayer. The whole concept of prayer must be understood in its proper context, which is defined in the very beginning of Bereishis. This is the first time the concept of prayer arises, and we must go back to there to truly grasp what it is, because it is a gross misrepresentation of Judaism to define prayer as some sort of dynamic whereby the helpless, pathetic taker who lives only because they are the recipient of God's kindness sits there and begs, pleads, and makes deals with the great big boss in the sky. Hey, if you do this for me, I'll do that for you. That can't possibly be prayer. All right? Prayer cannot be informing God of something he may have overlooked. Oh, by the way, you know, I could use a little more parnasa. Obviously, that's not prayer. And prayer is not trying to, so to speak, get Hashem to change his mind. That also makes no sense. So let's try to understand what prayer is. So if you go back to Bereishis again, at the end of at the beginning of chapter 2, the Torah tells us that it was Erev Shabbos, and it was immediately before Adam was created. And the pasuk says, V'chol siach hasadeh, all shrubs of the field, terem yib arts, before they actually emerge into the world, v'chol esav hasadeh terem yitzmach, and all the grasses before they sprouted, right, were just kind of like there. Why? What was going on? Why was everything kind of like just about to sprout, but sort of like beneath the surface, meaning the earth was brown, but there was all these, you know, everything, all the vegetation was about to burst through. Why? What was holding it up? Kilo himtir Hashem elokim al aris, because Hashem had not caused it to rain. Why? Because va'adam ayin la'avod es adama, there was no human being yet created la'avod, to work the earth. Now, The Gemara in Chulin says, wait a minute. We just heard in chapter 1, Pasuk 12, that on the third day, everything was created. Vayomer Elokim, Tatshe Haaretz Desha, everything should bring forth vegetation, and it did. What is going on here? So we are taught that, yes, Hashem created the potential all vegetation, but it had not sprouted yet. Hashem was waiting for man to work the earth. The question is, what do you mean work the earth? It was Gan Eden. There was no work to be done. Everything just was growing, flourishing by Hashem's word and by the rivers, so to speak, watering the gardens. You know what that means now. In other words, that the world, the physical world. And now let's go into the Kabbalistic mashal. The mind, the garden, our mind, has all this potential to sprout into every sort of tree or vegetation, all sorts of brain children, all sorts of vegetation, so to speak, or ideas that can sprout in our mind, but nothing happens yet because man's not there to work it. So Chazal say here, what sort of work are we talking about? We're talking about what is called Avoda Shebelev. Avoda Shebelev, they explain, means prayer. Okay? Prayer is called Avoda, service, work. Prayer. Man was not yet there to pray. The mashal is that our minds have the potential of sprouting every sort of idea, innovation, every sort of discovery, every sort of comprehension, every sort of new human understanding in all sorts of ways: science, math, psychology, anatomy, physiology, botany, zoology. Everything can sprout in our brain. We can grow so many various trees, but what it requires is a person to become aware that we need rain. And what that means is we need the flow. We need divine thought to awaken us, to cause us to grow. And we need divine thought to stimulate all the potential ways of a human understanding, all the potential achievements of the human mind. And so man has to pray. Okay, prayer is avoda. So what is prayer? Prayer is not, hey Hashem, please, I'm missing, you know, this or that in my life. Could you just send it down here? No. Prayer in its essence is to open the flow. Prayer requires, let's say it this way, that we be open to the flow. So the word lehit palel, all right? Lehit palel means is reflexive. Right? The hey tough makes it reflexive. It means you're doing something to yourself. What are we doing to ourselves when we pray? Remember what Hashem desires us. Allah, as Shir Hashem says, Allah Chukaso is desires to me. As we've learned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires the prayers of people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misave Letzvilasan Shel Tzadikim. Hashem desires the prayers of those that are committed. And that is why Hashem does not let our minds sprout, so to speak, properly with all those epiphanies and insights and positive states of mind that come from adopting a divine thought as our perspective. Until Hashem does not let that fully flower until we pray. Prayer is something we do to ourselves. Lehit palel means to judge yourself. The word pilel, it means judges. What sort of self-assessment is this? We are looking at ourselves in prayer and we are saying, Hashem has designed me, has breathed into me, so to speak, his very essence. I am Etzelem Elokim. I'm here to express something in the world. And to that end, Hashem has given me a body and brains and a mind and energy and parnasa and resources and personality and talents. Now, what am I doing with all that? Am I using it to channel Hashem's self-expression to the world through the way I do mitzvahs and my insights in Torah and the way I speak and the way I explain things to people and just by the nature of who I am as the concretization of these great truths as expressed in the Torah and through the mitzvahs? Just who I am, the kind of person I am. a kind person, an accepting person, an inclusive person, a person who assumes the best about other people, a person who is not in survivor mode, loving the mitzvahs, loving learning Torah. Is that who I am? And we ask ourselves, what am I doing with my resources? And perhaps if we are honest with ourselves and we say, you know what, I'm taking my brains, my money, my energy, my looks, my talents, and you know what I'm using them for? Survival mode. To get my needs met, to secure my situation here in this world, and, you know, so I can get the best situation possible till it's over, to have status so I can get my needs met, to have pleasure, to feel like I'm somebody, to kind of like feed my need for identity and self-expression somehow, some way, perhaps in all sorts of ways that are not really the real way, not really the authentic way, money, status, reputation, all that stuff. I'm trying to develop for myself some sort of I, some sort of identity, some sort of self-expression, but it's not within context. So we ask ourselves, how are we doing with all the investments of Hashem in us as his partner? We say, you know, we're not really doing too well. We're using all of that for our own interests in survival mode, you know. Now, we pray. We say, Hashem, I'm going to do better tomorrow. We ask for rachamim. The word rachamim is from the word rechem, womb. You know I'm part of you. And you know that the word rachamim also has in it the word machar, tomorrow. But how about a second chance? Yeah, I'll do better tomorrow. I've reassessed myself. I know what I'm supposed to be doing with my life, with my resources, with everything you've invested in me. I recommit to it. I commit to be a tzaddik, which we learned last session means committed, consistent. So now please allow me one more time to receive that flow, to receive all your brachas of just not only physical health and parnasa and energy and life, but also the spiritual thoughts and ideas of the Torah that will tell me and help me direct all those physical resources in the right direction. This is what we mean when we say Hashem loves the prayers of the tzaddikim. Okay? Anila Dodi va alai chukaso. Hashem wants us to reach out and open the flow and commit to having that dictate how we live our lives as partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem wants that. Usually, right, the creation wants to know where it comes from, and we do. But here, the Creator, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one who brought us into the world to be his partner, wants us to be connected. He desires us. He wants us to pray. And therefore, Hashem sometimes takes away some of those resources from us. As we know with the imahot, the mothers who were not given children, Hashem sometimes withholds some of those resources so we can do an accurate reassessment and say, okay, if you give me these resources, I know what to do with them. I know how to use them correctly. I know that they're here. Given to me, but on your behalf. And I embrace that with love. That is a tefillah of a tzaddik, out of love, which allows Hashem to give us a second chance, a million second chances, because we are in the end, and we will discover this inevitably, nothing more than a miniature God, part of Hashem's own self-expression, with the opportunity to choose to channel some of that in our own individual way. Thank you so much for participating in this learning. Le'iloi Nishmas Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.